Hear these words from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every person. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is one of my favorite nights of the year. I love Christmas Eve. Some of my favorite family memories happened on Christmas Eve. One of the first things that come to mind when I think about Christmas Eve is standing in my family room as a kid and looking at the fireplace and seeing the stockings hanging there from the mantle. We had big stockings, like 3 feet long. Room for lots of stuff. I remember looking at those stockings, and they, on Christmas Eve, they hung there, just empty, waiting to be filled with good things. You couldn't look at those stockings and not feel excited, not feel anticipation. What's going to be in there? No wonder it's so hard to sleep on Christmas Eve. But that was okay, because Christmas Eve was actually a pretty full night in our house. First of all, there was extended family stopping by for dinner. And after that, we would usually have some of the neighbors over for kind of a late night time of just hanging out and socializing. And for a few years there, we tried to gather around the piano and sing Christmas carols. And man, that was awkward during those teenage years. Hated that part. But we persevered. I remember my dad standing there in a red sweater with his navy blazer on top, and he'd pick up the Bible and sit down in the chair, and we'd all kind of, even as teenagers, we'd sit on the floor around him, and he would tell the Christmas story. He would read the Christmas story just like you heard it read tonight. And then we'd tear into the cookies and the eggnog, and the adults would drink some other festive drinks, and folks would start to head home. But around 10:30, we'd start tucking our shirts back in and getting bundled up, not anywhere near as bundled up as I got tonight. But I'm from Georgia. We'd get dressed again, and we'd head to church. I loved that 11 p.m. candlelight Christmas Eve service. It was, in my book, growing up, the best service of the year by far. I loved walking into that old formal sanctuary with ancient stained glass windows and seeing it transformed. Greenery everywhere. You could just smell it. Red ribbons and a great big tree decorated with ornaments that were symbols of stories from the Bible and Christian symbols, and the candles I loved the candles. I don't know what it is about candles, but for as long as there's been a church, we've lit candles to remind us that God is with us. I loved walking into that sanctuary that had been transformed into this beautiful, sacred, inviting living room. God was with us in our living room. You know what else? I could stay awake for that service. Even though there were visions of unopened presents dancing in my head, I even managed to pay attention sometimes. And no matter what you were thinking about, your attention was grabbed when the choir started singing Silent Night. And as we quietly sang, the pastor would take the Christ candle off of the Advent wreath, and he would walk forward and light a couple of candles, and we would pass the flame down the rows, lighting one another's candles. Those that walk in darkness have seen a great light, Isaiah said. The dim sanctuary started to sparkle as the candles worked their way back. John tells us, the light shines in the darkness. The true light which comes into the world to enlighten each of us. Eventually, every candle was lit and the shadows just danced on the walls of the sanctuary as we sang, Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, Love's Pure Light. Then we would quietly walk out into the cold air. I remember we would breathe into the air to see if we could see it. Once in a while you could in Georgia. But when we walked out, we knew it was midnight. And it was Christmas. Christ is born. God is with us. As we walked back into the house, couldn't help one more quick glance over at the empty stockings hanging there on the mantle. Couldn't help but get excited. Well, as I was thinking about empty stockings this week, I thought about something else. I realized that sometimes we suffer from empty stocking syndrome. I think that we believe somewhere inside that if we can just fill those stockings with the right things, if we can give the right gifts, give enough gifts, then maybe our kids will be happy, our families will be better, our lives will be better. But you know what? I've realized this Christmas is that the stocking has already been filled. The true gift of Christmas has already been given. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Eugene Peterson, he's a pastor and a writer. This is the way he said it. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory. Like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. And a few verses later, he says, no one has ever seen God, not so much as a glimpse. But this one-of-a-kind God expression who exists at the very heart of the Father has made him plain as day. You know, at the heart of this whole Christmas experience, there's one thing. One thing. God's love for us. A love so great that God could never be content just to sit in heaven and wait and hope that we would come to him. God's desire for us to know him and to be in relationship with him, that desire is so great that God didn't spare his own son, but sent him to be one of us so that we could be one with God. The baby Jesus lying in the manger, it's not an ordinary baby. That baby is God with us. It's God's way of saying, I want to be with you so bad that I'm coming to you. I want so badly for you to know me that I'm going to come be with you so you can see me, hear from me, see my heart, and have a relationship with me. That's the gift of Christmas. It's a relationship. The relationship where we know that God knows us, and we know God too, because we've seen him in Jesus. It's within that relationship that we find hope. It's in that relationship that we find meaning, life, ultimately, salvation. And that is the gift of God. That's the gift of Christmas. For those who receive this gift, to those that receive Jesus, to those is given the gift of adoption into the family of God. When you get home tonight, I hope you take a little peek at the empty stockings hanging there. Hopefully they're still empty because Santa has not come yet. I checked the radar on the internet. I hope you see those empty stockings, and I hope you feel a little twinge of excitement, wondering what's going to be in there tomorrow. And as you feel that excitement, I hope it reminds you that God has already filled us with the greatest gift of all. He's filled our emptiness with the gift of relationship with him. May you know Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Let me pray. God, we give you thanks for Jesus. Thank you that you made yourself known to us in such a real way, in such a humble way. And that when you did that, you showed us your love. Love that was not afraid of us, didn't need to keep distance from us, but wanted to be close to us in our messiness, in our real lives. You are here, and we thank you. So Jesus, we say welcome as we remember your birth. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our lives. Welcome into our hearts. We love you. Amen.